We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
X is behaving badly. Excuse me while I swallow my apple.
X is behaving badly.
Yeah.
There you go.
Badly. You know what that means. That means they're acting up and they just won't leave you alone. So every Wednesday, we love to celebrate your bad ex and tell those stories. We'll start with Ezra. We've got Ezra on the phone right now. Hello, good morning.
I track him from his Find My iPhone and always see what location he was at. And sometimes if it was something that was, like, sketchy, I would even drive past to see if I would see him.
That's pretty normal, Ezra.
And, yeah. And another thing that I used to do when I knew that he had another girl in the car, because we had a shared vehicle at the time, and I had the app that would locate the vehicle. It was the app for the vehicle. So
of course you did.
Whenever he would be in it, and I would think that he had come to a stop or a park, I would locate it, and then I would actually call 911 and say that he was in the vehicle having a sexual intercourse with the other girl that he was talking to, because I actually had caught them, you know.
What is wrong with you, Ezri? Why?
Nothing. She's probably a heartbroken girl, right?
Yeah, so I guess after so many calls, the operator on 911 ended up picking it up that I kept calling and lying and saying that they were having sexual intercourse in the car.
Wow, so you got busted. But wait, Ezri, while all this is going on, did you have a job? Like,
yes, him.
Oh, she had
a
job.
Yeah, I did. But it totally took over my job. Like, this was my second job.
All right, thank you, Ezra. Next, we go to Grace and Niles. Now, Grace, you were the ex who was behaving badly.
Yeah, I am, which I kind of hate to say, but I'm still sleeping with my ex.
Oh, it's the ex-ex thing.
I guess that's not that bad. Okay. Like, why are you behaving badly with it? He's definitely into it.
Because I kind of hate him a little bit, and I'm still sleeping with him.
Wait, you what?
I hate him a little bit. Like, I can't stand him.
Well, I think we all hate our exes to a certain degree, so
yeah,
I
absolutely
understand that.
I know, but it's more than that. It's like, well, first of all, every time I hook up with him, I'm just like, why am I doing this? Like, I see why I broke up with you in the first place, but I mean, I don't know. There's just something about him. It's like his body, and he's still in love with me, so he treats me like a queen in the bedroom.
Okay.
Okay, so that's why you're terrible. He loves you, and you're like, I hate you, but grr.
I'm kind of just using him.
You're totally using him, but you're saying you hate him. How can you sleep with somebody that you hate?
Because you just want to hook up. And I'll tell you what she's thinking right here, Grace. It's the fact that you don't want to get into a situation with someone else where you then start a physical relationship with that person. You'd rather just get what you want to get from someone that you already know and feel comfortable with.
That you
despite
don't
the fact you hate them.
Because
you get
to
leave afterwards.
But I know, but doesn't he think that you're falling back in love with him when you're being that intimate with him again? I mean,
I'm not sure. I mean, usually it's kind of a thing where afterwards I just kind of get up and go.
Yes. Get off of me. I need to leave. So you would not have him over to your house. You go over to his place.
Absolutely. That's... If I had him over to my house, then he would never leave.
Ever leave.
That's the worst. Bye.
Nina still got three guys in her house right now. Different rooms.
They're cleaning. Thank
you. You need to call three different Ubers. Or no.
Kidding.
You know, Uber pool will work. All right. Weird Holly's on the way.
Carpool.
Don't go away. All the Hollywood information coming up on B96.
Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. I'm not a cat. I don't say meow. Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow.
What is happening right now?
It's Doja Cat. Bitch, I'm a cow.
Am I supposed to know that?
Go moo.
Is a matter of fact?
Jack's got to dance. You should start the challenge. I'm a cow challenge.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, I'm doing the mean dog. I told you I'm doing the mean dog challenge.
Yeah, you did.
You can see that at Drex on Facebook.
That's ridiculous.
I know it is.
All of it.
Well, so no, but Doja Cat is like, you know, one of the biggest influencers on YouTube. So, you know, bitch, I got a cow.
She's mooing.
That's what she got.
You moo your way to the bank, girl.
Well, I don't know how much mooing's going on. It's the end of the Sharknado phase. It's finally ended, people.
How many are there total? Do you know?
There were, I think, 6 or 7.
That's a lot.
There were a lot. And you'll love this one's called. It's called Sharknado. The last Sharknado, it's about time.
At least they have a sense of humor about it.
Yeah.
It probably did a lot better than they ever thought it would.
And this is really interesting because I think Tara Reid, what did Tara Reid and Ian Ziering have going on before the whole Sharknado phenomenon started?
Drugs. Oh.
Right. Not much. Not much.
Ian Ziering looks pretty good though, considering.
That's so funny. Sharon says that all the
time. He does. He looks exactly the same.
She still has a thing for him.
Ian Ziering used to star in the old school OG Beverly Hills 90210, yeah. Just in case you don't know.
Why isn't it Ian?
It's Ian.
But why? No. My question was, why isn't it
Ian? A lot of people do call him Ian.
Okay.
Yeah. Because his mom said, your name is Ian, son. Oh, get it? Yeah. Steve Sanders, a.k.a. Steve Sanders.
I want to get back to this for a second. So this is the really silly part about this, because Tara Reid was on TMZ yesterday live, and she said when she started reading the very first script, it was the dumbest thing she's ever read.
The first one I read, and I was like, this is so bad, I can't do this movie. I'm like, this is just the dumbest thing I've ever. People are getting eaten by sharks on a 405. You know what I mean? In LA, jumping in the pools. I'm like, this makes no sense. And that night I went to dinner with my friends, and I was telling them, like, I just wrote the worst script ever. And I was telling them about it, and they were laughing so hard. They're like, Tara, are you kidding? You have to do this movie. It's epic. Like, they're just for us to get so funny. Yeah.
She better buy all them a gift, because look at her now.
What did she do? She looks like she's had a little something done.
She did.
Little
she looks different. Something.
I don't know what that's about.
She just looks different.
Well, she looked like she got bit by the shark.
Uh-oh.
Drax.
Well, she talked like there's a little valley girl going on there.
She's always talked that way.
Oh, I know. Well, I'm just saying. Okay. So that's it. One more Sharknado. It's about time. Okay, moving along here. How about Bruno Mars?
Bruno Mars, he's going on tour, and he needed to find somebody to replace Cardi B. This was a big deal. Cardi had to take some mommy time. But then the big question was, who do you get to take Cardi B's spot? He didn't get one artist to take Cardi B's spot. He got 4.
Ooh.
You imagine being Cardi B? You're like, yeah, it takes 4 artists to take my
Damn.
Seat. But anyway, just in case you're wondering, it's Ciara, it's Boyz II Men, LMA, Gabe and I are different on it, but she's got that song called Boot Up that's right. Been the big summer hit. And then also R&B legend Charlie Wilson, all going on tour with Bruno Mars.
How about Ian and Ian Ziering?
Ian Ziering will probably attend.
He's still up, all right.
Could he just bring everybody from the old 902?
I don't know. Though. It seems they all need gigs at this point.
No.
Demi Lovato's alleged dealer busted with guns and drugs months before her overdose. According to TMZ, the man who showed up at Demi Lovato's home and allegedly smoked drugs with her hours before the OD is no stranger to the law. The cops nabbed him in a huge bust 1 month before he was connected with the singer. I mean, and just this huge stash of guns, drugs, and money. And law enforcement picked him up in North Hollywood, and lots of narcotics going on. And he has not been charged again, but not yet. Stand by. They know who he is.
Yeah, they got to bust him. But speaking of Demi, you got to get rid of all the toxic people in your life, right? Especially
right.
since she is in rehab and she's healing and her family is doing everything they can to keep all distractions away from her. And that even includes her ex-boyfriend, Wilmer Valderrama, who has stood by her through all of this. But right now, they just want her to focus on what's important.
Good. Well, and I'm sure a lot of those people want to run to her side, but she needs...
Of course.
Yeah, her solitary time to herself. Taylor Swift got emotional. Now, she's doing her tour, and she started talking about that groping trial. Remember the radio guy who patted her on the butt, or she accused him of grabbing her
in a
on
photo.
The
mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the picture. And she talked about it last night at the concert.
Tampa, I was in a courtroom in Denver, Colorado. Honestly, I was there for a sexual assault case, and this day a year ago was the day that the jury sided in my favor and said that they believed me.
Okay.
That's powerful.
It is, yeah. I mean, she speaks her mind. She always has.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. I want to tell you something. You love Dojo Cat?
Who's Dojo Cat?
We open with that.
Oh, the movie.
Bitch, I'm a cow.
Bitch, I'm a cow.
I'm not a cat. I don't say
I'm
meow.
I'm sorry.
I'm not a cat. I don't say meow.
Yeah.
I'm a cow. Cow.
Well, she can be the cow. I'll say meow.
Hey, just that's like the biggest viral thing out there right now. Just saying.
I'm glad you love it. Yeah, jump on the dance.
I do. Well, the more I hear it, the more I love it.
Good.
I like it a lot. But speaking of YouTubers.
Bitch, check... I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow.
This is not my jam.
I don't say meow.
Can I tell you, that's got that earworm thing going on.
Uh-huh.
Later in the day today, you're going to hear in your head, bitch, I'm a cow.
Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. I'm not a cat. I don't say meow.
Oh, my God.
Not a cat. Bitch, I'm a cow.
Preach.
Okay. Speaking of YouTube, Anthony Vincent posted a video of Drake's In My Feelings in 15 different musical styles. So here's a sample, including the Scorpions, the Sugar Hill Gang, the Bloodhound Gang, and the Arctic Monkeys.
The new me is really still the real me. I swear you gotta feel me before they try and kill me. They gotta make some choices. They run out of options because I've been going off and they don't know when to stop. And then when you get to top and I see that you've been learning, I'm gonna take a shot and you spend it like you earned it. And when you popped off on your ex, he deserved it. I thought you were the one for the
Risha, do you love me?
You know what's funny is that I don't think I actually know which each band, you know, is you know what I'm trying to say? I don't know which one is which, but right. It sounds pretty cool.
It is cool. You got to listen to the whole thing.
There was one more part at the end that I didn't play. Hold on, let me see.
Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. I'm not a cat. I don't
all
say
right,
no.
$1,000 in cash.
No.
Yes. You people, you will hear that bitch, I'm a cow in your ear later on today.
No.
Yes. When you go home and take your nap, when you wake up, you're going to be hearing bitch, I'm a cow.
I don't want to.
That's insulting, Jax.
Well, I'm not saying that.
Oh, yeah. You calling me a cow, Drex?
Okay. That's it. We're done. It's time for $1,000 coming your way and walking around money in just a few minutes, in about 10, 13 minutes. About
9:40.
Yes.
How's that?
Yes.
I'm here for you.
That's it. 12 minutes on B96.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.